Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 3, we were taught that we would all be much better off if we would hear the true message of God and not the message that tickles our ear. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The work of God is carried on by sacrifice, not schemes. And the work of God should be carried on with rejoicing, not debauchery. It's these things of the flesh that we must learn to mortify. Oh, Eli, Phinehas, Hophni would have been a billion times better off had they learned to crucify, to mortify the flesh and the things thereof. But they didn't. And so the problem is that they now must pay the price. We can have the revival Israel had if we're willing to hear the Samuels who live righteously and who follow God's call and that deliver you. Not what tickles your ears, but the message, the very message of God. So we see God's call to Samuel. Now let's look in verses 4 through 10 here of chapter 3 of 1 Samuel. He says that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now, Samuel did not know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Now, there's one thing that I did there that was wrong in verse 10. What was that? Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." At this time, Samuel had never heard directly from God. Everything came to him through the teaching of Eli from his mother when he was at home before his weaning. And so we understand that Samuel, when he says "speak," he's not too sure if he should say "Lord." But he does say, "For thy servant heareth." Now, Samuel may have thought it was Eli, but whether he thought it was Eli or not, he responded immediately to the call, even though it was late at night. Now, you think of some children being afraid at night, even when they're 10 to 14 years old, A lot of them are afraid at night. Perhaps Samuel felt, well, Eli's old, got problems. Maybe he just thought maybe Eli's getting senile now. Regardless, he goes in just in case anything is wrong or he is needed. Hophni and Phinehas aren't anywhere to be seen. Samuel is doing the part of a spiritual son unto Eli. Now the servant attitude comes to its master. It does not have a, I'll wait to see if I want to do it attitude. Now, Samuel doesn't wait around to say, you know, I'm not sure if Eli has my best interest in mind. I'm not sure if he calls me that there is something that he's going to ask me to do that I want to do it. And I find that so often today in churches, people say, oh man, I like singing the choir, or they might want to teach a Sunday school class. But if they were asked to work on a bus route or to keep the nursery or to do some type of maintenance or work in the ushering or to even go out and be a parking lot attendant, they wouldn't do it. In other words, they choose to do based on what they want to do, and when they choose to do it, they say, I'm doing this for the Lord, and it makes them feel religious. But it may not be righteous, because that's not what God called them to do. And so what they have to do is find out what God wants, and then do it. It's not a choice of, well, do I really want to do that thing, or do I prefer to do this other thing? Which one do I want to do? No, the choice is this. God, what do you want me to do? And I choose to do it. You didn't have a choice in the thing. You see, Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, not our own. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We should already be walking in those works that he ordained, not what we think we want to do. Oh, that makes such a difference. In areas that we know are God's will, be it the tithe, church attendance, witnessing, Bible and prayer, or specific duties as a teacher, bus, etc., whatever it is, if we develop the wait-see attitude, or, well, if it's convenient, it doesn't interfere with my pleasure attitude, then we aren't servants. If we get involved, we're all excited, yeah, I'd be a part of that, and then you find out it's work, and you're not getting pats on the back, and it seems to be a lot of aggravation, and people get down on you for this or for that, then you quit. You never had a servant's attitude. You really, therefore, weren't really doing it for the Lord. You were doing it for the good religious feeling that it gave you. But these negatives, these other things that come in, they're more powerful than your religious feelings. If you're not a servant, then my friend, you're not profitable or acceptable in your Christian life unto God. God works through servants. America is going to hell today because its churches are fleshly. And the fault is that Christians are unwilling to be servants. Many times, revival is not hindered as much. Now, it is hindered by it, but not as much as by sin and Satan as it is by unwilling servants. You see, Satan tempts. He tries to push you around. And he works on your pride. And so you can have a revival meeting for a week, maybe even 2 weeks, and get all excited. But 3 months later, you're back in a rut. But Satan decided he was going to stir your emotion and appeal to your emotion because his things do not appeal to your heart. So Satan, realizing he can't get you to do evil, get you to get involved and then quit, he realizes the effect that has on the rest of the church. And he also knows how powerless you are as a servant of God because you refuse to walk as God would have you to walk. Now, this call happens three times toward Samuel. Three times the Lord calls him, and each time Samuel goes to Eli. But he does not show exasperation. Now, again, we look at verse 7 here in 1 Samuel 3. He says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." Now, this is not speaking of salvation, because he was already ministering unto the Lord, and he was doing it for the Lord, and he was doing it with a right attitude and heart. Not knowing the Lord has the idea of not having yet opened revelations or the moving of God to specific things. In other words, he was unfamiliar with the procedure of God's revelations. He had never heard the voice of God. He didn't know how God gave understanding. He was not yet open to that. Now, there are people that have been saved for years, and there's been no real moving in their heart. But it's because there's no real faithfulness in the right thing. Samuel has been faithful in few things here. Now he's getting ready to move up in the ministry of God. God spoke to Samuel as he remained faithful. And Samuel had proved faithful when God spoke to him. You've got to get that in your mind, that it's through faithfulness God uses us. Well, Eli perceives it. He perceives this is the Lord. And so he instructs Samuel to say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." This advice is essential. See, my friend, if we are not receptive, then God simply does not reveal his will, his word, his ways unto you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.